Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. We begin, once again, a central concept for you to take. And if you can't learn it on the show, this show is designed for you to get on the website, straighttalk.cc, and listen to it again. I've also added another feature on the homepage of the website, that's straighttalk.cc, for your comments. So you've been listening to the show. If the information is hitting the spot, you let me know. If there's a suggestion you have where you think we can get this to you even better, then you let me know on the website under comments. Okay. You've heard me talk about, I think, more than anything in the last 23 shows, the last 23 weeks, gallbladder, liver, and the importance of it. And I hope, I pray, the point you're getting is that if you keep those ducts open, your blood can clean itself, and what's in the blood doesn't have to deposit in your tissues. So in a sense, what I'm saying to you, what I'm pleading for you to understand is, while you're so busy, you're trying to understand your specific symptoms. Why does my neck hurt? Why do I have plaque in my heart? Why am I having a stroke? Why do I have back pain? Why do I have fatigue? While you're trying to understand those specific symptoms, what you might be doing is saying, well, if I flush that gallbladder, I'll hit hundreds of those symptoms in one shot. And this is the concept. The concept here, if you study the human body, is that it's a system. And if you upregulate and purify and make solvent many different bodily systems, then the body takes care of all your symptoms. So it's good to hit your symptom with an herb. Sometimes you get the quick fix, and certainly that's better than doing it with a drug. But really, many of you, and I talk to so many of you, are dealing with so many issues all at once that you'll go crazy if you do it that way. And many of you already know that you'll hit a plateau. So the quick and easy, you come in, you try to get the good herb for the symptom and see if that resolves. But if you're coming up against frustration in that process, you start to think about what systems of the body do we regulate and how do we regulate them? And that's the fundamentals. And this is what this show is about. It's about fundamental uses of herbs to clean bodily systems. It's very important you get that distinction. Too often, I think I hear people look for the specific herb to fix the specific symptom, and they're on their 5, 6, 10-year journey to find out that magical herb that's going to fix that symptom that no other herb can fix. Well, it doesn't work that way at least half the time. So I don't want to, you know, deny anybody their miracle or their great day where they finally get that specific herb that grows in that foreign place that nobody knows. I don't want to ever deny that, because those things really do happen. But for many of you, you got to hear it this way. So you've heard me harp on gallbladder time and time and time again. Today I want to get to kidney. I want to get to kidney and bladder, but not in the sense you think, or maybe in the sense you think. In other words, it's not about your kidney problem. It's about what happens, like the gallbladder, if the kidney doesn't function correctly. And this revolves around the word calcium. So I hope you can get to the site to hear this show again, because I'm going to depend that you've heard the other 23 shows in a sense so that you can understand this level of education. because I can put together many textbooks in 1 hour and give it to you straight, and that's what I like to do. But you might have to listen to this again. So this show is about calcium metabolism and how, if it doesn't function, if your kidney gets overloaded trying to balance this metabolism, your kidney gets plugged up, thus the kidney stone. So let's talk about calcium, okay? Calcium we need, it's an important mineral. Calcium, potassium, sodium, magnesium, phosphorus. These are all minerals essential for life's processes. But calcium is interesting because when calcium isn't chemically combined right, it tends to do what we call precipitate out of solution. What's solution? Solution, and you guys remember this from high school, those crystal experiments you did. Solution is a liquid. It's a liquid mixed with things. And if in that liquid, the blood as liquid, your lymph as liquid, the water between your cells as a liquid, maybe the water inside your cell as a liquid. Remember, the body is mostly water. So it is a solution. Your body's one big solution with all these fluids flowing through it. If calcium is in that solution, which it is, under certain conditions, calcium will crystallize out of solution. That's no good. When calcium crystallizes out of solution, that's no good. Now, the classic presentation for calcium crystallizing out of solution is the kidney stone. And that has to do with the word oxalate or oxalic acid. Most of your kidney stones are calcium oxalate kidney stones. They're little pointy things. And when they go down from your kidney into your bladder, down the ureter, they barb or they stick or they prickle your ureter. And your ureter, that's the tube between your kidney and your bladder. That tube has many, many pain sensors, lots of pain sensitive nerve endings. And when those little prickly kidney stones hit those pain sensitive nerve endings, that pain is the equivalent of the worst pains known to man. You'll scream for morphine. And when you get the morphine, hopefully you'll be out of pain and not necessarily. So those kidney stones are up there amongst the worst pain a person can experience. But that's not the point. The point is, the calcium oxalate stone, that precipitation of calcium out of solution to form calcium oxalate, here's the clincher. That's going on all over your body. That's going on in breast tissue. That's going on in your joints. And I'm working to find out where else that's going on. Histologists, pathologists will tell you, calcium oxalate is found in lots of tumorous entities, benign and perhaps malignant. It's the same concept, guys. Same concept is that the kidney, which should be flushing out the calcium oxalate, if it gets plugged up with calcium oxalate, you call that a kidney stone. And I know, you don't have a kidney stone, so this really doesn't concern you. Yes, it does. Because what you've got is kidney sand. Kidney sand. It's not a stone. It's a little grain of sand. So it's not 2 meters by 6 millimeters. Or 3 millimeters by 6 millimeters. Or something so big. You know, sometimes we take stones out of kidneys and they're a pound. Can you imagine that? A calcium oxalate stone that's 1 pound heavy. They're enormous. Go on the internet and look for biggest calcium oxalate kidney stone ever taken out. They're enormous. So this kidney's got this range of things that are so big they never get out of the kidney. Like a 1 pound stone. Believe me, it won't pass into your bladder. And then you've got these teeny weeny things we're going to call sand, kidney sand. Do you know that in standard medicine, standard allopathic medicine, a guy that works the ultrasound will ultrasound your gallbladder and say, well, you didn't have stones, but you have biliary sand, S-A-N-D. You have gallbladder sand. Well, there's something called kidney sand. Now, when this sand gets big enough into a little crystal, the kidney can kick it out towards the bladder, down the ureter, that long, skinny tube. And as it kicks it out, it can get stuck in the ureter. That's when you scream in pain. So, right, that doesn't involve many of you, because like me, you, many, I've never had a kidney stone. But what you're going to get definitely is kidney sand. And that's calcium oxalate crystal in little micro portions, like sand. But my point is that same sand is all over your body. It's depositing in places you don't want. So let's get deeper into what we call health here. If your gallbladder's plugged, you've got biliary sand. And then you've got backup from your blood into your tissues because the gallbladder can't handle it. Well, the buildup of kidney sand, calcium oxalate, in different parts of the kidney, not only damage the kidney over time, because, you know, the kidney doesn't want to sit in that filth. Calcium oxalate is to be excreted, and it's irritating to the kidney. And your pain sensors in the kidney pick up that irritation. So there's this process then in the kidney where this sand is moving out, but it can plug up. And before it becomes a stone, it just makes your kidneys sluggish. Real important to understand that. So you've got calcium oxalate in breast tissue. You've got it in your joints. I'm looking into all sorts of very, very high-end science that shows on histological, on pathological analysis. That means you take the tissue under the microscope. Gee, isn't it interesting? When people have vertigo, that they may have calcium oxalate or some precipitate of calcium up in the little hairs of the inner ear. And that explains their vertigo. Well, why is that calcium precipitating? That's the question. Here's the answer. Nature's got an answer. It's called potassium citrate. Potassium citrate. And no, you're not going to the store and asking for a bottle or a capsule of potassium citrate. This is this show. This show wants you to understand what's going on in your body. Because in food, like celery or potato, and we're going to get into the potato in a moment because we've got a real solution for this. In certain high potassium foods, raisins, okay? In certain high potassium foods, you get potassium citrate. So we've got calcium precipitating out of solution as calcium oxalate, as calcium hydroxyapatite, which is what your plaque in your arteries and the plaque up in your brain is, calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium oxalate. All these insoluble calcium precipitates clog you up. They don't tell you that. They just tell you you got the disease because you're the public. And the public doesn't need to know. It only needs to know what to take. No wrong, right? You get that. So potassium citrate is found in potatoes. It's found in celery. It's found in all your high potassium foods. So go on the internet and look up high potassium foods and eat them. So let's talk about the potato. If you were to take a potato, a red potato, any potato, but I'll use red potato because it's commonly used, and you scrub it. So, of course, this potato is going to be organic. Hopefully, it's going to be grown on a locally organic farm from a farmer that you know personally. So you're going to go maybe to these farmers markets all over California, and you're going to look for a friendly farmer that you get this sense is in the right spiritual alignment.